I want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning and welcome each to this part of the service. It's a beautiful time of year, probably the prettiest time of year that there is. I like springtime too, but this is really beautiful and enjoying this lovely weather. It's really good. I'd like to turn our attention to Genesis chapter 18 for a meditation this morning. Genesis 18, and I'm going to start reading at verse 1. This is a familiar story to us, but there's lots of lessons in it for me and probably for all of us. God speaking, Abraham is referred to as a friend of God, and probably this is one of the reasons why. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door at the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. And he said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on, for therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, and knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran into the herd and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. I'm impressed with this short passage here and the effort that Abraham went to provide for the 3 men that came to his tent that day. He was an old man, 99 years old, and he says he ran. And he went out, ran into the herd, and fetched a calf. And he called his wife in and said, Quickly, make bread. Maybe that's where my wife gets it, because she always says, every time she gives me something to do, she says, Quickly, do this. So maybe she gets it from Sarah, I don't know. But anyhow, or maybe she gets it from Abraham, because that's one of her words. Quick, let's do this. Anyhow, I think that Abraham showed an air of hospitality here. It was a different time and a different place, but it's something that we need as well. If you look back at the times that you experienced tremendous hospitality, it's a warm feeling. I have lots of good memories of being treated hospitably, and it's good to do. It's a good thing to remember. And in doing that, it's the core of hospitality is both gratitude and generosity. And it's not asking for something that we don't have. You know, we've all been given things. I remember one particular place that we were at. We were visiting, and people didn't. I knew this woman to be very hospitable, generous, but there was nothing that she could offer except a glass of water. And she offered that with grace. It's still good. It was good there. Anyhow, so what is it? What does it take to make to be a friend like Abraham, a friend of God like Abraham was, and to offer guests this kind of hospitality? There was a lot of effort that were put into it, but he. Obviously, we know that he didn't do it by himself. It would be a tough job for me to go out and butcher a calf real quick, and even if my wife says quick, to go out and do that and offer and cook it and roast it and whatever else needs to be done and offer it for a meal. But we have things that we can do. I mean, we all have canning shelves probably. We have pantries, we have freezers, we have things. And the food is not the most important thing. The food is obviously important to all of us, but it's not the most important thing. The most important thing is that core of gratitude and generosity that comes with that. And that makes a willingness to share. And so, whether it's space under the shade tree, like they did for here, like Abraham, or whether it's actual vittles to eat, or whatever. But here it is that Abraham was a man that he hosted these three people, and it turned out that they were angels. And they had an important message, and he was able to intercede, in a sense, for Lot and his family later on in this chapter. But he didn't know it at this point. At this point, he was just sharing out of the generosity of his heart. And then God said, you know, how shall we keep this from Abraham? I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. And he decided he would share what their mission was. But Jesus, when he was here, he said one of the things that he told the ones that were gathered when he was at the judgment there, when he was showing us the judgment, he said, you can enter into my kingdom because I was hungered and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. You know, those were just things that happened. They had opportunities and they used them well. Paul, when he writes to Timothy and he talks about those that should be given a responsibility, the deaconesses, for example, one of the things that he says there is he says, well reported of for good works, if she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, and have diligently followed every good work. This is one thing that they want that was required of those that seek that. And so I'd like for us to focus on what we have experienced and be able to think about that and just be thankful and generous in our responses. We will soon come to in the book of Proverbs, we will also have this proverb where he says, withdraw thy foot from thy neighbor's house, lest he be weary of thee and so hate thee. And that is simply telling us not to take advantage of a situation. And to not be that kind of guest that our neighbors want us to leave and be weary and hate us for that. And so a heart that is thankful and one that is generous is going to be blessed and will continue to experience that blessing too. And so I know that I have experienced that in many ways and it's a blessing. Let's kneel for prayer.